So I see you've all met.
What's this all about, Dom?
Yeah, man, why'd you drag us halfway around the world?
Because we got a job.
Hey, Murren.
Yeah?
Can you smell that?
Ooh, is that smell of exhaust fumes?
No, that is the smell of The Rock, and he is cooking!
Oh, yeah. You don't want to leave him in the sun too long because, you know, you start to smell that. It's just smell pretty good, you know? It's pretty tasty.
What?
Just throw him on a grill.
Well, that's because he's covered in baby oil, so you'd smell that way too.
Oil him up, you know, five minutes on each side.
My two favorite things, babies and meat. That is,
you know, he's made of pure protein too.
Everybody, so welcome to meal. FF. Can we call it F5? Do we call it Fast Five, or do we call it Fast and Furious Five? It's Fast
Five. FF5 does not make sense. I know that.
No, five.
That's F5. Redundant. F5. Yeah.
We're from now on, no more F.
Because it's F9. F9. Print F8. Screen or reset or whatever it is.
F8.
What does F5 do?
Oh, what on my computer?
Yeah, I never use function keys.
For me, that's start over on an audio track.
So maybe
let's see what happens if I press it.
What should...
Do you hear that voice? That's Liz Whitaker.
Oh, hey, Liz.
Oh, hey, guys.
When you have this much man in the first 33 minutes of this chunk, you need as much woman as you could get. And George is here.
Hey, I'm here. Woo!
Vroom, vroom, vroom. It's Charger.
Ooh, came racing in.
Like we needed George. We needed Liz for a little, George and Liz for a little female energy for this just man movie that is about to go in front of your peepers. And if you have not watched it yet, go watch the first 33 minutes. That's the chunk we're talking about today.
Without Michelle Rodriguez, the balance is a little off.
I'm sorry. Mia is actually.
Where's Letty? Where's Letty?
Don't tell her where Letty is.
She's gonna come back and pop out of a tank or something, right? Or is she the tank?
Right.
Is
this pretty much?
Is this like Transformers?
Pretty much exactly. Yes,
mm-hmm. Letty is a tank.
She was right, a tank, okay. And then she like. Yes, this is where Murren. We're Fast Five.
Fast Five.
We have been waiting for the good ones. We're in. The good ones.
Yeah, this is the one, you know, I think for you and I and most people, when you watch the series, this is the one where like, oh, this is a really amazing series. Up until now, it was fine.
Yeah.
You know, there's things to like about
it. You could still laugh it off as a joke.
Yeah. Yeah. This movie is where it's like, oh, this is excelling into something even greater.
You can't laugh.
Yeah, they got, this is the movie where they got Purred Happily.
Yes.
Yes.
Jay Jackson.
Heard the word.
I have a lot of things to say about him.
Yeah, well, this movie, I mean, let's just do the stats first. Can I give you some numbers?
Here, yeah.
Can I give you my numbers?
I really wish you wouldn't.
Give us some numbers.
Give me the stats.
625. That's how many millions of dollars this movie grossed worldwide. That's
625.
That's insane. Very good. And also not even close to where it goes. It goes even further, you know.
Yeah. How much numbers was the budget?
Go further?
Yes. Another number that you need to know. 6'5". That is The Rock. The Rock is
I knew what that was.
6'5". We're gonna be talking his stats a lot tonight.
The Rock is a beef boy. But we don't see The Rock in this part, right?
He weighs like 260
or
something.
Yeah, did you not prepare for this?
I haven't seen this one in a while.
Murren, how big are his biceps? They're 22 inches.
Talk quick, hot shot.
2 inches.
Okay, that brings me to an important piece of news. I have a new nickname.
Okay.
Gun Show, baby.
Oh, Gun Show. Well, because you got
I'm now Gun Show.
You definitely Racer have the X. thickest. You have the thickest meat of anyone here.
Thank you. I'll take. Yeah, I'm. My plan
is Racer X dead or just retired? Did you retire his jersey?
Racer X is, it's like an Anakin Skywalker situation.
Okay. He ceased to be Anakin Skywalker.
Ceased to be Anakin Skywalker, now Gun Show.
Welcome, Gun Show.
This movie, there isn't any racing in this movie so far.
Congratulations, it's about, you are now the, big, you're the fittest podcaster we know.
Yeah, you know.
Well, that's not true. Doug is pretty damn fit, so.
Yeah, Doug would give, yeah, I don't think I can take
that. I don't know, show me that biceps. Let me see your
biceps
meat.
Again.
I mean, Lex, that's, Murren. It's not bad. I don't know. Doug's more of like a tree trunk thick. Like he's not not defined as much. He's been working out a lot recently. So I'm sure
he's a tent there.
What's that, George?
What's your tent?
George, everything you have is underneath plaid, so no one knows.
Yeah, it's because I'm in Colorado. It's the law.
Isn't it like 80 degrees in Colorado? Why are you
No, actually, it's been in the 70s because it rained. It was nice.
Well, that's really interesting to everyone that's listening to this podcast.
Weather in Colorado. This is your moment.
That's another number. That is a number, so we have to talk about it.
Yeah. What is the local temperature where we all are?
Well, I can't check my weather because I'm using my phone.
Your phone will die.
To record this.
Yeah, no more. No more. Don't ask Liz to do anything extraneous. She's on a thin wisp of power.
Okay. A lot of weather. Limited budget. We gotta get, down to business.
Let's get down to business.
No more namby-pambying.
Nope.
Dilly-dallying or dilly-dallying.
And let's move forward.
This movie starts the way the last movie ended. Yeah.
Previously on Fast and the Furious.
Mm-hmm. They get Dom out by killing a bunch of inmates.
No, they don't. There's no fatalities.
I know, no one dies, but I'm sorry. I just saw with my eyes that thing spin. Somebody
died. Everyone
died.
You know, they don't. They do not give them seat belts in those things, I'm sure.
Everyone died.
Okay, so yeah, they... Oh, and also this it's the crew. It's the... you notice that we only see Brian and Mia, though. We don't actually see the brothers.
Who's in the third car?
The brothers... From
I had to go back and look it up because I couldn't remember.
Yeah, it's our brothers. Because that last little shot is the shot from the last movie. They drive up. Mia does a thing where she gets the car to swerve, and then Brian does a move. It's like
a Rockford turn.
And yeah,
she swerves and then he's going backwards.
And Brian's like, I guess I'm just gonna drive at this bus and hope that it flips.
He uses like the bus like stubs its toe on his on his car and he's driving Dom's Charger, right?
And flips over, I don't know, 1,000 times on
his take. It's approximate.
It flips a lot. Apparently, according to Justin Lin, buses don't do that. Like, you can't flip a bus like that. They attached three cannons to it.
Okay.
And shot them off while a stunt driver was driving it.
Wait, there's a man in there?
There's a person in there. Oh,
my God. Oh.
He's wearing a helmet. He's fine.
And this is our first...
No fatalities.
This is our first high-tech... Can we talk about the glitchy in and out, like the Fast Five thing that's... I don't know what aesthetic we're going for here. This is our first tech movie.
We're getting into tech now. No, we haven't gotten to hackers yet.
We're talking about Liz's recording technique, which is this. You know, we see Pert Hapley, so we know this is a Parks and Rec.
Jay Jackson, he's interesting. He apparently used to be a real newscaster, like a local news guy, and then he just started playing news guys in movies and TV. And it's if you look at his IMDb, it's all like news anchor, newsman.
I was gonna go to an Indiana Pacers game, Fever game, because hey, you got to meet Pert Hapley. It was the first thing that got canceled because of coronavirus.
Oh,
that's a bummer. Do you know? I'm stealing this from Travis
McElroy.
Pert Hapley?
Yeah.
I'm stealing this from Travis McElroy. Do you know how much Jay Jackson's cameo costs on the website Cameo?
No, I don't know.
$69, baby.
Nice.
Yep. Yeah, it seems like a cool guy.
Cameo seems to be, everyone seems to be dropping Cameo numbers here. Here's some other ones I have off the top of my head. Sebastian Bach, $395.
Wow, that's way overpriced.
Okay. And another one I have off the top of my head, The Todd from Scrubs, $93. Did not look these things up. You guys are looking at me right now. I am not touching anything. I have these numbers in my head right now because everyone's been talking about Cameo recently. It's like on the cusp of whatever. I don't know. But everybody's talking about how much is this person? I'm pretty sure Robin Wheelman got it wasn't a Cameo because Cameo is just audio, right? I don't actually know.
No, it's a video, right?
Oh, okay. Video.
Then he got one from James Vanderveek. Someone sent him one for his birthday.
Oh, nice.
He got a Dawson one, which is pretty cool. I mean, he's like
that's
talking.
A good one. That's a big get.
Obviously, they give you, you know, the list of things they say, because he's like, the way he says, he's like Robin, father of, you know, talking about his daughter.
Yeah.
But it was really cute.
Nice. Apparently, Gary Busey is $600.
Holy shit. I would pay that in a second.
See, that's actually
what kind of works. He knows what his value.
Because you know what he would talk. He wouldn't talk about anything you ever heard of. He'd be like, "Hey, let me tell you about what sumo wrestling things I know." And yeah, you know, one time I wrestled a bear, and you know, I shot Kennedy. And oh, you're like,
"This
oh
is what God. I want to do with a can of peaches."
You know, you would love it.
Yeah, it would be fantastic.
So they get so dumb out.
Pert Hapley talks about the bus crash and some other people. And well, this Dominic Toretto.
Is this exposition that they added later? They're like, we have to go back and say that no one died in that bus crash. Holy shit.
Nothing, probably.
Because also, he's the only escaped prisoner. Everyone else was not, no one else escaped.
Yeah, because they were unconscious.
I didn't escape because I'm goo. I am like,
because I'm dead.
I'm orange mush.
It's like, I guess no one, they didn't count anybody who already had the death penalty. That's why. So they died.
Yeah, they don't count as being dead anyway. They were
no
already,
one with life sentences died.
Appeal. Been appealing them off the pavement.
I wish in the background there were just tons of stretchers with just like arms hanging out from underneath, like badly done.
Not even
like,
stretchers, just garbage bags.
Wheelbarrows with just parts.
And they have like, another no group of convicts out there in their orange suits with like the picks just picking up bits.
Over the little pokey things. They're
like, oh, got a pancreas.
And like a spatula, peel off the
burnt
skin.
It's like, oh, who's got spatula duty? Oh, Kraber has spatula duty.
And you know they're just getting other inmates to do this work.
Yeah.
That's, well, America.
America.
Slave labor.
Happy Juneteenth, everybody.
Happy Juneteenth.
Happy Juneteenth. That's when we're recording and we'll release
it. It's not happy Juneteenth. We're going to have to come up with something.
Sorry. Well, I see. That's what I've seen people. I mean, it is.
No, it really is happy.
It is happy. Yeah. I'm happy because it's now a thing, but I don't like happy Juneteenth as if, I don't know. I need something else. Like, hey, it's Juneteenth. like, hey, everybody, let's talk about this. It's Juneteenth.
Hey, everybody. No, it is happy. It's a good, it's like one of the things I feel like you can be celebratory about.
Yeah. It's like saying happy 4th of July.
It's a celebration
but for black people.
But yeah.
4th of July, not for black people.
No. That was still for white people back in the day.
Happy you finally got your Independence Day.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, but July 4th, July 4th isn't the day that's the day we signed it, not the day we finally told the last assholes in our country that we weren't doing the British thing anymore. That would be an interesting holiday too. I would love to have that as a holiday. It's just like, it's called like August 5th. And it's just like, yeah, it's how long it took us to literally get to some places and go, oh, we're not British anymore.
Yeah.
It's called, we're done with your colonial bullshit.
The day that Percy Fitzmaurice finally left America, finally agreed to leave.
The last fussy Brit. All right. Well, anyway, so we fly off to beautiful Rio de Janeiro.
Yeah. Much like Letty, she was not professed. Is that right? She said she
what happened to Letty
in the previous movie.
What happened to Letty?
Letty was alive in the previous movie.
Where's
and then
Letty, Dom?
Not.
Where's Letty?
At this point, Letty's
Where's
alive, Letty? Right?
No.
No. Yes. Well, yes. She never dies.
Just like Jesus up on top of that mountain.
Trick question. Where do you bury the survivors?
You don't bury survivors.
There you go.
She says Rio is looking pretty good this time of year back in the previous movie. So that's sort of like where they took it. And they're like, oh, how about Rio?
And this is where I learned, this is before I saw Bad Boys, the second Bad Boys movie. And
not for life.
Bad Boys 2.
Bad Boys 2, that's not for life. That's 3.
Yeah, it's simple. It's just 2. It's not a complicated title.
When I saw Bad Boys 2, that's when I learned about Rio. When they drove, was it Rio? No, it was Mexico. It was a Mexican city, I believe. Ah, well, doesn't matter. Rio de Janeiro, this shot of Rio, I'm like, I don't remember in my mind everything being as packed as it is.
If you want to learn about Rio, watch the Incredible Hulk movie.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Watch Rio.
A huge chunk of that takes place.
Watch the animated movie Rio and to learn really about it. You want to learn about a bird that talks. I know too much about the fact.
Hashtag favelas.
So they are on the lam. As we learn from Perd and these other newscasters, there's a global manhunt for these three people, something that never happens. They only have 3 pictures of these people, and luckily they are headshots. Now, if I saw this, I'd be like, these people are very attractive.
Mia's in like 3/4 profile, basically. Like, well, they got glamour shots of Dom and Brian, but Mia's walking out of a house somewhere.
Well, Dom's is his jail.
Well,
yeah, he looks more tough.
Pitcher.
Every shot of Dom is his glamour shot, right?
Well, that's true. There's no when you're round like that on the top of your head, you have no bad angles. There's no bad angles.
There are no good angles either. Just simply no angles.
There's just no angles. He's like one of the. He's an M.C. Escher painting as a man, because when you look at him, you're like, is he? Like trying to figure it out a little bit. So yeah,
that's a lot of weird grunts there, Jonathan. I'm not sure
about that. We talked about this in the end of the last movie, but this is probably peak Mia. Yua Mia. It's a Mia. She is the coolest and looks the best that she has in the whole series.
She does the most in this movie.
And she does the most.
Going to write her off in about 5 seconds once they say she's pregnant, and everybody's gonna be like, oh,
I'm sure you can't do anything.
She gets to run around with the boys because Letty's not here. So she needs to sort of step in and be an action.
Let's just call her not Letty.
Look, not Letty.
It's Mia, it's not Letty.
It's Mia. They're driving through Rio. They're going to do a job.
Did they drive all the way to Rio?
Yes.
It looks like that because they're all like playing that they're all tired. Like, oh, this is a long road trip.
My ass is a
40-hour road trip.
40-hour
drive.
To Brazil?
Is it from LA to California to Brazil? Has anybody Googled the distance from Lompoc? Let's
look Alexa. How long is it of a drive from Southern California to Rio de Janeiro?
Google says travel is restricted to this destination.
It does say, yeah, you can't go.
Because you can't get through the Suez Canal? I mean, what's the...
You mean the Panama Canal?
Oh, yeah. What's the Suez Canal?
It's in, Egypt.
You're right.
Yeah.
It's definitely in Northern Africa.
Is she still talking?
South America.
Is not you, Liz. Is she still talking? It's 31 hours.
She's done.
2,024 miles.
It's only it's a 21-hour flight, apparently.
Wait, what? No.
What, like by flapping your arms?
21 hours, 40 minutes from Southern California to Rio de Janeiro. Flight is $1,673.
With layovers, though?
Well, because we typed in Lompoc. From LAX. See, LAX to Rio.
These are the numbers that our fans love to hear.
Yeah, this is so interesting. You can get like a 15-hour flight if you go from LA.
So it's actually it's much cheaper to drive.
It is impossible to find a nonstop flight from Lompoc to Rio at the moment.
Well, shocking. Can we talk about another number? It's 26%.
Oh, it's doing okay. Your phone's it's not draining too fast.
All right, let's talk about a real number. Let's talk about the 1%, where they come to Rio and they go to the barrio, and there's lots of little
favela,
little kid banditos.
What's up, favelas?
And here comes Mr. 1% himself, Vince.
The cool Vince. Character that we all wanted to see again.
Oh, Vince. Yeah, that guy definitely needs to be in
the. I remember
movie.
The first time I saw this, I was like, oh, huh.
Oh, yeah, he didn't die in that first
he's
movie.
He's back. I thought he was dead.
Yeah, it's
no, Paul
it
was,
no one's ever
him.
Truly gone.
Hey, spoilers.
That could be in every trailer of these movies.
No one ever said, no one ever had justice for Vince. No one cares.
Because no one liked Vince.
Vince got what he deserved. Hashtag got what he deserved. So yeah, Vince is running some sort of little Fagin kid army something. Basically, they're his lookouts, and he's got a job of brewing.
Yeah.
So and a wife and a baby.
They have dinner, and they meet his baby.
They meet his
and
baby.
And Mia and Paul have Mia and Brian have a look, sort of like, oh, maybe we'll have kids, but this is probably not a good time for that. And then they have dinner, and then they
me while I go barf.
Yeah, foreshadowing.
It's almost like if she started coughing out blood, it's we'd be like, all right, well, she's on the way out.
Does she barf? We see her. She like washes her face and then looks in the mirror, which is always a sign that something is she's has a secret.
Well, she gets up. She holds her stomach, although she did just shove her face with a plate full of
food. Could be a food baby at this point.
She definitely did. Yeah, she definitely did eat like she had never eaten before.
Yeah, too many plantains.
Yeah, she and Brian, they hogged down on that food.
They've probably been driving for 40 hours or what.
Like, I would have been like, non-stop. Would have been awesome is if the wife had been like, you didn't even invite them inside. They just came in an 8-hour dinner.
And then we see them doing the dishes. And I feel like we've seen a dishes scene in a lot of these movies.
They're a family. That's what family's about, dishes.
Yeah, they always do the, yeah. It's like, oh, that's nice.
And then Vince and Brian are sitting there chugging down our new sponsor. I'd like to introduce to Brahma Brazilian beer. It's one of the top 10 Brazilian beers. So go out and get it. Good luck.
Yeah, go buy Brahma. Brahma stock is going up.
Yep.
Sounds good.
I will be start writing them tomorrow. Maybe I'll get something from it.
Vince says, he starts talking about the job. He says, it looks like you could both use a payday. And that's another sponsor for us. Welcome, Payday.
Hey, cha-ching. Wait, is this just straight up or is this chocolate covered?
They're all
I don't know. When Snickers isn't available, try Payday.
Are you bored and does your mouth, do you hate your mouth?
No, are you poor?
You want a lot of peanuts?
Any other candy bar, have a Payday.
Ugh, they're so gross. You hate chocolate? Got too much nougat? It's a weird one. Payday's a weird one. Yeah, I'm not a fan. Go to their website. If you've never been to it, it is Hershey's.com/payday. And it's a guy doing the, I would call it the Spider-Man, or Doctor Strange. Actually, I'm wearing the t-shirt of him doing it right now. Hand motion, but holding a payday. And their tagline is, behold, something nutty.
Yeah, that makes me like it a little more, but I'm still not going to buy one.
Peanut covered caramel. Do you say caramel or caramel? I say caramel.
It's one of those ones where I switch off, I think.
Yeah, it sort of depends on the day.
Okay. Peanut covered caramel. Caramel wrapped in peanuts. Grip it. Rip it.
There used to be a chocolate covered one, right?
Get to it and chew it and get on with your day. It's like, look, it doesn't say enjoy.
It just says suck it up rip and eat it. The fucking thing.
Eat you, the goddamn thing and then move on with your life.
Eat it.
All right. Yeah. I wanted to say
there
to
were chocolate covered paydays.
Vince, are you telling me you don't need a payday? Because your house is dirty as shit.
Yeah, but it's Brazil. Gross. Everything in Brazil that part of town is dirty.
Oh, is he upper middle class in Brazil?
He has bedrooms.
Oh, well, okay. Sure.
Plural. He's doing okay in Brazil. Brazil!
Okay. Oh, we're getting... Yeah, that's not this chunk.
Sorry, another payday.
It's a shout-out.
Thing is, you're going to love these nuts.
These nuts. These drift nuts.
Oh, just that you should. I'm just gonna keep Payday is my new favorite thing just because their website is just they're just like, I don't know, how do you if they're shitty? How do you sell
how
them?
Do you market a candy bar no one's wanted for 20 years?
Yeah, so the whoever runs Payday just like goes to the marketing department, is like, just do whatever you want, it doesn't matter,
like
just whatever you
we
can
don't
do.
Care.
Just throw it
also,
on the website.
Don't spend any money on it. All we can spend money on are glamour shots of Payday, that's all we can spend money on.
Okay, thank you, George. There is a chocolate-covered payday. I believed you.
I didn't. I was questioning myself until I looked it up.
Oh, okay. It sounds a little bit better.
It is better because it's just slightly something with actual flavor.
Liz, will it stay on longer if you turn off your video? Okay. Never mind. It's like you could use a payday, too. I'm fucking curious.
Vince is doing the job regardless. Like, he's going to do the job.
Get Liz. Rip Liz. Get used to it. Move on with your day. All right, I'm sorry, what?
Oh, Vince is doing the job no matter what, so he's getting a payday. Mm-hmm. he's gonna grip it and rip it no matter what.
That's just how Vince do.
Yeah, so but he's inviting them to come along.
He's still mad at Brian, but he seems okay like right now.
Did he call him Buster? I can't remember.
He called him Buster right when he saw him. He's like,
that's right,
call him Buster.
But Brian saved his life from that truck, from Kevin Sorbo driving that truck.
He did.
Yeah, but you know what? When someone saves your life, you kind of hate them.
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Especially
he has him a life debt.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's not a good position to be in. So, yeah, train heist.
Hold on. But wait. Vin Diesel shows up.
Well, he does in a little bit. There's a scene where a car drives up to Vince. Mm-hmm. Is that Vin Diesel?
Yes.
You don't see who it is.
We know who it is. It's a black Charger.
Oh, okay, cool. I thought it was...
Is it a black Charger? It looks like a different car. But it, I mean, I think it probably still is Vin Diesel.
I thought it was Brian and Mia.
What? No, they're in the house.
So
they're going to bed. And then Vince goes outside and he meets up with a car.
They have diarrhea. They have diarrhea from all the Brazilian food they've eaten.
I thought it was the next morning and he was leaving and they stayed somewhere else. Jonathan,
they just call it
because they had not actually told him they were going to do the job with him yet.
No, that's Vince. Because remember, he shows up later in the weird, we'll get to Vince, it, in the Mad Max car here in a second.
Oh, yeah. So train heist. Yeah, the truck.
We are 8 minutes into this movie.
it grips it and rips it.
It just like a payday, baby.
It shifts up 0 to 60 in 12 minutes.
That's actually fast not
for
that
a movie.
Fast.
It's not fast for a car, but it's fast for a movie.
It is. It's fast for it's fast for a candy bar too.
Very fast for a candy bar.
Oh, would you even call
how
a payday?
How fast can you hurl a payday?
Oh, that would hurt. Just like Vin Diesel, there are no good angles to be hit by a payday. That thing is a jagged ninja star of nut. Get used to these
nuts. Toffee peanut brittle.
It's not toffee. It's caramel.
It's caramel and peanut?
Yeah, there's no toffee.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because sometimes you feel like a nut and sometimes you don't give a fuck what you're putting in your body.
So angry.
You have had a payday, I know.
So this truck... Yeah, it looks like a proto Mad Max kind of thing. It's driving through the desert. This is the Mojave Desert, by the way, where they're filming this.
They want to show
it. Rio or Argentina. Yeah, I don't think any place with a desert. Is there any desert down there?
I don't. I mean, if there is,
not on that side of the rainforest.
In South America, yeah,
but not like
Brazil.
They seem to be like just like a
Brazil's
like a couple
a
of hours.
Very large country.
I mean, it's called the Brazilian rainforest.
It's actually called the Amazon rainforest, you ding-dong.
Well, yeah, but only the part in Brazil.
I would think that this arid, dry place with no scrub brush is the Brazilian that I have learned to understand. So if it's got nothing in it, then it is a Brazilian. So this, if anything, this desolate landscape is the most Brazilian thing I've seen so far. There's barely anything there, just dust.
Yep, yeah, I got it. Yep, thanks,
Boom.
Robin.
There are no deserts in Brazil.
Oh, shoot.
God damn it. Bow, bow,
bow. But yeah, this was filmed in the Mojave Desert.
Are there
in Arizona.
Landing strips? Are there landing strips in Brazil? Can
not,
you look that
not
up?
If you do it right.
Okay.
Brazil has a Sahara Desert.
It has the Lacinhos Maranhenses National Park, mm-hmm. which has got the really weird, cool sand dunes that are like white and green at the bottom. You've seen them? Yeah. That's there. But it's not like, that's not where they're racing. They're racing in like some lowland Texas scrub brush.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that Brazil doesn't have a desert.
It literally says there are no deserts in Brazil other than the
who's telling you
other
this?
Than the
is
desert
it, is Jeeves telling you this? Is this an Ask Jeeves thing or
Quora is telling me this?
Oh, okay.
Quora?
I don't know.
I'm not digging too deeply. I'm just looking at it says there are no deserts in Brazil.
Anyway, this is not filmed in Brazil. It's filmed in the Mojave Desert with a train track in Arizona. During my research, I found kind of a fun article, which is from Reuters, that says Railway to Nowhere shows Brazil's infrastructure woes. So apparently their rail system is not up to snuff. So they had to find a place with a good train.
Especially not someplace that's going to be running luxury cars on a flatbed.
Yeah. Yeah. Part luxury cars, part DEA seized supercars being transported.
This is, yeah, there's like a who's who of fancy vehicles for sure.
Yeah, let's go over these cars. Where's Jeff? We've got the first car, which is Angular. That's what I'm going to call it.
De Tomaso.
It's black.
It's the De Tomaso. That means black tomato.
A De Tomaso.
Today, tomorrow.
And these two Portuguese guys, or not, they're Brazilian, but they're speaking Portuguese.
Well, one of them's Brazilian because he has no hair on top of his head. He's Brazilian.
Jonathan, if you keep making this joke, the Rock's coming up.
Yeah, because they're in Brazil.
Brazil!
Vince shows up. Hello, Brazil.
So the truck, which is designed to steal cars from a train, very useful, comes up and it sort of drives up alongside and they have a sort of a ramp that goes next and then they pull the wall off the train.
And then pull the car sideways onto the flatbed. And then
we get Vin Diesel's entrance first, which is wonderful. Yeah.
He like comes in through smoke and the sun behind him.
The side of the train like flies off and they duck behind it. And then he just
comes
walks
in like
on.
A goddamn payday bar. Just beautiful. And I'm satiated. Just
nutty.
Happy.
Nutty as shit.
I'm just so happy to see him. He is brown, kind of like a payday bar, like the caramel.
What is glisten? Just a little bit glisteny.
Oh, he has to be. He's wearing jeans in the middle of the Brazilian so desert.
Sweaty. Just so sweaty.
These are my action jeans.
There's three cars, and he has Letty get in one of them. He's given the
Where's
eye to
Letty,
Brian.
Jonathan, where's Letty?
Letty.
She's not
Letty.
There.
Mia, sorry. He lets Mia get in one of the cars, and it's excuse me. It's one of the cars that the guys really want to drive. The rest of this crew.
They're like, we want it's the Ford GT40, and they're like, we want to get that one.
Because it's
need
a cool
one.
Car, but also there's secrets.
There are secrets with this car, and
Vince knows the secrets. Yet no, he's not telling anyone else, but he's just telling Brian.
Vin, you keep saying Vince. It's Vin. This, we're running into this problem again.
Oh my God, here we go again.
Vince and Vin.
No, Vince knows because this is Vince, double whammy job.
But Dom immediately smells a rat. He's like, oh, yeah, he can already sense there's something going wrong with this. So he's like,
I think
no.
He smelled the rat before he even got to Vince. Cooking. Even got to before, yeah, the rat is cooking.
Nice. His Toretto tingle was going off.
Let's see. So a fight ensues. Let's talk about
the
fight.
The first two cars leave. Let Mia and Vince drive off with the first
Say
two
Say not
cars.
Letty.
Not Letty. Mia.
But she drives a different direction than Vince goes.
Yeah, Dom tells her, like, well, meet me at this different rendezvous or something, right?
So that we pre-designed.
Wait till you get my call.
Yeah. Well, they're siblings, so they always know what they're talking about. Mm-hmm. And then they for the last car they're fighting and something goes wrong and all hell breaks loose.
Has anybody ever mentioned that Vin Diesel is like a big, bald, chubby Adam Sandler?
What?
If you put hair on him.
If you look at him, he looks like a big, bald, chubby Adam Sandler. Now I challenge you to unsee that.
Yeah, kind of. I can't quite argue with that.
Especially later on when Vin Diesel's like, woobly-doo. Got to touch the hiney. Can't wait. That's one of my favorite
now,
lines.
I just want to swap their movies now and just have Vin Diesel be like... I'm the water boy now. Watch out. I'm going to be the water boy. No, I don't know enough Adam Sandler movies to really follow this.
Oh, so you got the shampoo conditioner conversation done by Vin Diesel? That'd be good.
Shampoo is better.
What's the
call? I don't use shampoo on balls. So I don't need it.
The bad guy on the train, our main bad guy that we're going to learn, he's the one who kills the three DEA agents. Mm-hmm.
Bandana McGee?
Yep, that is his name.
Yeah, he has
name.
A neckerchief.
He's very COVID forward, this guy.
Well,
he's ready. He's ready.
He wears his face covering like all of the youths around his neck instead of over his mouth or nose. Mm-hmm. Where it's doing the most good.
What's his character's name? Is he Santos? No,
If you're right, dead on.
That's Don Omar, because Don Omar is in this later.
Yeah, Don Omar plays Santos because now they actually have character names and not just their own names.
Okay, that's true.
Yeah, I believe he is Santos. This guy, I looked at him up. He's on like a CBS show too.
Yeah, you know him from everything.
It's ZZ, Z-I-Z-I.
Yeah.
ZZ. Zizi? Zizi?
Yeah, his
played
name
by Michael Irby. Who's not Brazilian? He's American, but he's pretty convincing.
You know how you can tell? He has hair.
Can't argue with that. Jesus Christ. Okay.
He was on Barry. He was on that Mayans MC. Barry is great. He's on that SEAL team, that crappy show from 1 year that they did called SEAL Team. That sucked. True Detective. Yeah, you know him. He's been on everything.
Yeah, a lot of he was on Almost Human.
Yeah,
right, Almost Rooming.
Dave just got goosebumps on his arms.
He did. He heard people talk about a show he likes
that lasted only one season.
Mm-hmm. Wait,
that's Being Human. Almost Human was like a vampire show.
What? No, right? Almost Human was the robot show.
No, it's a robot show. Yeah, with Michael Ealy, Michael Irby, and Michael Ealy.
All right. Anyway, so he's our second in command bad guy. If you watched the prequel that we watched, Los Bandoleros, you would know that we like this when there's a bad. It's basically Los Bandoleros with money, because Vin Diesel supposedly, you know, helped with the writing of this. And it's like, dude, you just took the script for Fast Five and said, oh, there's going to be a main bad guy, and then there's going to be this guy underneath him, and I'm just going to work for him. That's basically what the 5 minutes that we get of Los Bandoleros, they kind of talking about, and then never goes to anything. So basically in this movie, we get the rest of the story of a different story.
Yeah. I also think people are very underselling that driver's metalworking skills for him to drive that car and operate a blowtorch at the same time.
Yeah, he attacks Brian with a blowtorch.
That is a very specialized skill.
You don't have that skill.
That's a niche.
Absolutely. You should put that on your Indeed, sir.
Indeed, the payday of job websites. It's like, get used to it. It's Indeed. We don't know how it works, but it's fucking everywhere.
Your boss suggested that you get it, and now it's here forever.
I put my resume up there one time and got 5,000 emails for a month and a half. So, and not one of those jobs is something I wanted. So, never again. And that's why they needed.
They were all asking if you could work a blowtorch while driving a truck.
At the end of it, the Indeed's like, Indeed, because you get so many emails, you're like, I am nonplussed. I swear.
I got so many emails that turned me into
purge my inbox.
Fussy travesty.
Just the other day, I was told we are not part of the British Empire. And today,
Indeed, sir.
I have so many emails, I can't even respond to them. I have made a new candy bar and everyone hates it.
Is that your J.J. Abrams?
No. What do you think Vin Diesel's email address would be in this day and age?
Oh, it's definitely Vin
at inreal.com.
Oh no, I mean Dominic Toretto, I guess.
Oh, Dominic. Okay, that was like vin.diesel@gmail.com.
It's definitely like Dommy Boy 24.
Oh, because that works. So, woobly doo. Yeah, I get it.
At yahoo.com.
It's Dommy Boy. All right.
Dommy Boy.
I think you just named this episode.
It's Daddy Dom at.
You would do that jacket. That
Vin.dom.
Something like.
His would probably be hotwheels.com.
Hey, Hot Wheels.
Yeah. Hey, I'm Dominic Madison, and I got to go back into driving school and learn how to drive.
Oh, no.
Zobbity doo.
I gotta learn how to play this stupid golf game now. It's a tiny ball.
I've never heard Adam Sandler say "Swabbity-doo."
I'm happy to.
He says it all the time.
Happy Toretto. The way I get into cars is really weird. I go run and jump into them like I'm running up on it.
They could jump out of a train.
You eat shit for breakfast?
Oh God! I can imagine that line would work for Dom. Like you eat shit for breakfast. You eat shit for breakfast.
I feel like that's a thing he would say when he's like suspended by chains in a dungeon garage.
Oh yeah, let's talk about this. Good job getting us back on track. The Rio sex dungeon. Yes.
So they do a Butch and Sundance move. Mm-hmm. Paul is on the truck with the flame torch guy, and the truck crashes into the train, mm-hmm. and a fire starts. And Paul Brian needs to get off, so Vin drives the third car, which luckily is a convertible. That worked out well.
I mean,
good timing on that.
No. So he drives the other car.
And it has a great suspension.
Yeah. They all do great in the desert. And then Brian jumps onto his car, his Corvette, and then just in the last minute, as the train goes over a bridge and they drive off the cliff into a river.
We are 16 minutes into this movie. Yeah,
this could be like the finale of a movie.
They
but it's
definitely
just
both should have died.
Oh, that. No, because they only jumped halfway down, so they're fine.
Yeah. They let the car hit, and they jumped in the last minute, so their velocity was different.
So like when you're in an elevator.
And plus the car broke the surface tension of the water, so they're fine.
Sure. No,
you know what happened
totally
to me?
Fine, you're right.
I would jump off, and then the car would be behind me somehow, and then the car would land on me, and I would die.
And you'd be like, hey, I'm safe. What? Bam!
Yeah.
And then it would go.
Corvette to the meep, face.
Meep, meep.
Meep, meep. Meep.
Swibbly doo. Swibbly doo. O'Doyle rules.
And when he gets out of the, if they get out of the river, they're like, you know, sometimes cool kids piss themselves too.
This is my new favorite thing. I think we have to make, we're gonna have to make posters. There's gonna have to be posters made.
Dominic Sandler.
Dommy boy. Definitely
Dommy boy.
Dommy Gilmore.
Is that Adam Sandler? It's no, Chris.
That's Chris Farley and David.
And
Spade.
David Spade.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't close matter. Enough. Yeah. He's like, do the tiny jacket thing. He's like, this jacket doesn't fit me at all.
It's muscular guy in a little coat.
Except he's putting on Brian's jacket and he flexes.
Yeah.
I would watch Tommy Boy with Paul Walker and Vin Diesel.
Isn't that just that nanny movie? Isn't that just what that is? Is it, what is the, you know, we may have to watch that movie.
The Pacifier?
The Pacifier, yes.
Yeah.
There's a pacifier, and I always get it confused. There's the, and then The Rock has the Tooth Fairy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and I get those kind of feel like the same kind of thing. They're like doing the same move.
I feel like The Rock, his version. I would compare it more to like Escape from Witch Mountain. It's just like the magical version of the pacifier.
Okay, I like. Oh, that.
Oh yeah, because of, yeah, he's a fairy. So
hey, that's not cool.
No, he's literally a fairy. He's like a magic fairy. Yeah.
Okay. Also, happy Pride.
Oh no, I meant. In Escape from Witch Mountain, he's like a car driver, though, not a fairy.
I mean, aren't we all car drivers?
I mean,
on some level.
I've been known to on occasion.
There are very few people left in the world that are just not car drivers. Like my 11-year-old, he's not a car driver. But everybody else dog. I know.
Yeah, he needs to try harder.
Yeah, tell me about it. I'm going to give him a payday, get him out there. All right, so they get caught by the bad guy's henchmen at the bottom of the water.
Yes.
They get henched.
They get henched. They were henched
hard.
Henched and taken to Rio Sex Dungeon and lifted by their arms. And Brian looks in pain and Vin's just like,
he's
this is
fine.
Totally normal. I'm fine. Doesn't bother
That's
me.
That's because his feet are able to touch the ground. Brian's dangling.
Wait, you think that Dominic Toretto is taller than Brian?
Paul Walker's taller than him, but
no, I think maybe they gave him like Dominic has a apple crate or something. He gets the cruise treatment.
Yeah, Paul Walker is 6'2" and Vin Diesel is 6'.
What a small man.
Again, Dwayne Johnson, 6'5".
Yeah.
He's a monster.
Maybe the floor had a slope.
Brian's like, why am I in the hole? You're just standing on the ground. That looks really comfortable.
It looks painful.
Yeah. So the real bad guy comes in.
The suit man.
The suit man.
The Brazilian Phil Hartman.
Yep. Reyes. Played by Joaquim de Almeida. Almeida.
Good job, Jonathan.
Sorry,
excellent.
Joaquin.
Excellent. I'm pretty sure that's spot on.
You'll know him from movies like The Hitman's Bodyguard, Clear and Present Danger.
I've seen that Narcos movie.
Desperado.
I've seen one of those movies.
Several, I think he's the main bad guy in Clear and Present, or he's one of the bad guys in Clear and Present
Wasn't
Danger.
Wasn't he the love interest in one season of Weeds? Going back,
I could not tell you that.
Did he also play a cartel leader?
Yeah,
that would make sense.
Yeah, that's not really stretching his range.
No, he plays that a lot.
Yeah, just watch.
So when you get through the dungeon scene, so he comes in. Joaquim.
It'd be Joaquim if it's Portuguese. It'd be Joaquim.
Okay, I'm gonna look because I feel like Portuguese is like the pronunciation is different. They pronounce the J in like a J sound, but I'm not sure. Anyway, he comes in and he says like, "You guys, you're no good. They don't like it. He does a bad guy thing."
They needed the car, is what we learned. We learned they needed that car.
The car was very important to the bad guys, and
but not because it's a car,
because it's got stuff in it.
It's got
something. Does it have probably secrets?
And then he pulls the Dr. Evil of, what? I'm just going to leave and expect everything to go to plan.
Yeah.
They all leave.
I don't need to oversee this. I expect my henchmen to deal with this. So he goes away, and then Vin Diesel snaps his handcuffs like Superman.
Not handcuffs. That is steel. Those are steel metal cabling. They're not like flimsy little handcuffs holding him.
No.
Predecessor to The Rock. Flimsy little
handcuffs aren't flimsy.
Yeah, they are.
Oh yeah, right. I'm gun show now, so I could totally just break handcuffs.
Yeah. Just flex, man.
Yeah.
Gun show. Come on, man.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. There you go.
Oh.
You know, taste of the guns.
Sorry. I had to duck because there were bullets flying.
They do that and then they pull like Tom Cruise and he scissors him. Brian scissors the guy.
He does.
There's a lot of scissoring.
Brian's really the Famke Janssen of this series.
God, that was a good scene. That was
He puts that henchman into the place with no crust. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah. He does that in Fast and Furious. When he fights Dom, he puts his legs around his head.
Because he's a cop. And unfortunately, they have, as we all know, a lot of unfortunate choke
moves. I don't think that choke hold's in the book, should it be.
No. Come here. I'm going to put my legs around your head. What? No. Leave me alone. I was just speeding. Just give me a ticket, please.
The first time anybody saw this movie and saw The Rock walk off the plane with his motley assortment of guys, were you like, those two guys are going to die?
Wait, yeah, we're not there yet.
The scuzziest DSS agents.
We're not there.
Okay, fine. Okay, what happens
next? You've got to save your Rock. I'm moving
along.
No, we are moving along. We got to talk about Mia.
17%.
Okay, Mia is at the safe house, whatever, and she's waiting. She picks up a crowbar because she hears something because she didn't have a gun. Come on, Mia. Be prepared. You should have had a gun.
The crowbar is thicker than her arms.
Mia's still supposed to be, you know, still trying to not have to be stuck in this life forever. So
she's gonna learn how to protect her baby with a crowbar.
Don't tell anyone.
Sorry.
Spoilers. It's a secret baby still. It's still a secret baby.
No, I'm sorry. Well, she told Brian that she has something to tell him, and she threw up and wiped her face and made eye contact
with another baby woman
who had a baby.
The mother was like,
it's pretty clear.
Yo soy.
But anyway, it turns out it's just the good guys. So good she's guy. Fine.
And he's like a real Toretto, because she's holding a pipe. I guess that's probably instead of a baby rattler, that's what baby Torettos are given. Is just
do you
a
think
pipe.
They give baby Torettos like rattlesnakes instead of regular rattles? Rattles.
Like Hercules and
Disney. Sorry, I pronounce regular rattle like Vin Diesel would pronounce.
Are you Portuguese? Do you pronounce regular rattle?
Baby,
Brazil.
Do you think when he says like you're like a Toretto, like a Toretto?
State Farm is there.
I was doing like a Rock, but sure.
Well, I like mine better.
Yeah,
like a Toretto, payday is there.
You think he was thinking, like, oh, you're holding a pipe, much like when I beat that guy to death with a wrench.
like that guy who killed our dad. Yeah.
It'll come back later.
Of course you remember that. Oh, wait, no, you weren't born yet because you're like 15 years younger.
Also, you don't know about my older brother. We'll talk about that. Hey, you got a secret for me? I got a secret for you.
I'll tell you in 10 years.
Yep. All right, so they know they need to get into the car, so they're going to have some sort of scene of chopping the car up to find out whatever they need to find. And then we see a plane, a normal plane, landing on a normal runway. Ooh, I'm bringing this up now for future movies. This is a normal plane landing on a normal length runway. Just to
no magnets involved, I'm assuming? No magnets?
It's not an infinite. It's not an infinite.
Runway is a finite amount, and there is no magnet that maybe picks up a car.
Correct.
Okay. Normal plane then.
Yes. Normal.
Well,
I don't know why I would think of that.
Normal plane. It's not like a passenger airliner.
No, it's like a
fancy ass that opens up and lets shit out of it.
Liz, have you seen Seven?
Come on.
No, okay. She's not.
The reason why I'm bringing this up is for Seven. When Seven happens and there is a plane and an infinite runway, you will be like,
so that's six. That's six.
Oh my God. You're right. It is six. Cause Seven.
No, I've seen that one.
Holy crap, just you're right. Kidding.
Of course, I haven't seen that one.
You're right. I completely got confused.
Remember at the beginning of this podcast when you guys wanted to have people on who were like fans of these movies?
No.
And now you're stuck with me.
That doesn't sound like our vibe at all. Well, you are a fan of this movie because the movie rocks. Because guess what? Because this Rock shows up right now. This is the Rock.
And he has a very me at work vibe. Where he just turns around. He starts in a new place and he's like, stay the fuck out of my way.
Liz shows up in a black t-shirt that's so tight you can see
so
her pecs.
Compression shirt.
With a giant badge and just like, get the fuck out of my way.
Do you wear thunderwear at work? Because that's apparently what they're all wearing.
I thought he said thunderwear.
Well, that's the debate now. I'm not sure. are they there to have fun, or are they there to throw thunderbolts? I don't know.
Well, let's talk about their accoutrement of secondaries behind the Rock. The Rock and his pebbles. You can talk about these guys.
There's Greasehead with the greasiest, slickest, weirdest hair I've ever seen.
They all sound like their accents are fake.
Oh yeah. They're all archetypes from Modern Warfare.
They're all operators from Modern Warfare.
They're like the G.I. Joe figurines you don't buy.
George and I are playing Warzone. Yeah. George and I are playing Warzone right now. And at some point, George will get in the battle pass that greasy guy. You'll get greasy guys someday.
They're first-person shooter NPCs.
Exactly.
I just got Colorado fleece line jacket guy.
Okay, good. I got hat guy, and I got slightly Asian guy. There's a guy that's like
there's a guy wearing that New Radicals hat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right? Stupid fish hat.
Stupid fish hat.
Don't let go. You got the music in you.
I gotta say though, this so stupid.
That's not.
Actually, what it reminds me of is Henry Winkler's hat from The Waterboy.
Yeah.
Oh, The Waterboy.
Yeah, The Waterboy. I want to play the foosball, mama.
When he walked off the helicopter, the airplane, I actually said, I was laying in bed.
You got hard.
Yeah, well, one. Who doesn't? My wife was laying next to me, and I looked at Meredith and I went, holy shit. I forgot that he had this goatee in this movie. And I was like, whoa, he is 100 times cooler than I thought he was going to be. I was like, is this Sinbad? I was like, the sailor, not Sinbad, the music, you know, classic Sinbad.
He's Sinbad-ass.
Is this classic Sinbad?
Yeah.
This is a joke only for Liz and I, because we're the only two that basically know what a classic Sinbad is. But this is
and I keep thinking of it in terms of that internet meme where it's the guy and the is this classic Sinbad?
It is so
sorry
classic
that Sinbad. Only makes.
I don't understand that meme. It goes right over my head. I don't know what it's about.
And when he's standing next to this army guy, at first I was like, oh, the army guy is much further back behind him, and they're not.
No.
They're standing next to each other. And the Rock is massive. He has a chest the size of.
Tell us, Jonathan.
What are
his measurements?
My Honda CRV.
Liz's Honda CRV, but he has a 36-inch waist. So he's a tiny man. He's got that.
He's got that. Those that hourglass. That that.
He's built like
tortilla chip
Johnny
shape.
Bravo.
He's built like a Dorito. Yeah.
Johnny Rocco.
Oh my God. And he shows up in this movie, and I have to admit, the second he shows up, this movie's great. It just got better.
Yeah. It's like, this is one of those movies that does such a good job of upping itself every time. Like, it starts out, I'm already like, this is probably the best movie of the series so far. And then Dominic Toretto shows up and I'm like, oh, he's back. Now it's even better. And then The Rock shows up and I'm like, oh, it's even better somehow. And this
and then
is
when
like,
he says,
we haven't
stay
even
the fuck out of my way.
Of the team yet.
You come. And it's like, I'm done.
I was exhausted.
Yeah, actually, I actually didn't get any further.
What? Why?
I was.
What? Which one of your things died? Which one of your electronics died, and you couldn't watch the rest of this?
Just all of them, at once.
Liz, if you plug them in at night, in the morning, they'll be fully charged.
My phone is fully charged when I get up in the morning, but I have to use it for work all day.
All right. I know I seem like I'm just the little airman working on the military airbase, and you're the Rock. You can tell me to stay the fuck out of your way. All you want.
Jonathan, get the fuck out of my way.
Stay the fuck out of our way.
I got it.
Also, I'm going to need a translator, and I want the one with the nice smile.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And Mrs. Thor is introduced to us in the movie.
Yes.
Well, not in human form, but in two-dimensional form.
Yeah. Elsa Pataky.
Elsa Pataky. Yeah.
Mrs. Thor. Apparently,
she has her own career of her own, right? But let's be honest. I mean, I've read things about her. Oh, and it's like, all right, yeah, she's done some things, but
I didn't get the reference, and I was literally like, where is she in the fucking Thor movie?
I was like, when is she in the Thor movie?
She's married to Chris Hemsworth, just to be totally transparent.
Gotcha.
Wait, she's not Jane Foster? that's only Miss Thor I know.
What? Yeah, I thought that was real.
Man, I saw her something the other day. I was watching it. I cannot remember what it was. And I was like, who is that chick? And after a moment, I was like, oh, that's what's her face from Fast Five.
Yeah.
But it took me a minute.
So
great story. Print that.
While he's getting her.
Apparently Chris Hemsworth was hanging out on set during this. That's what Justin
He probably stood right next to The Rock like, yeah, you're pretty big.
One day I'm going to be as, okay, maybe not as big as you. We'll try though.
He's close.
He's pretty big. I mean, he's not small.
Is Chris Hemsworth 6'5"? Let's look at the numbers, everybody.
No, 6'5".
Alexa,
probably.
How tall is Chris Hemsworth?
Oh,
6'3".
Oh, no. Little man.
It's not small. That's midget. It's still tall. Not as tall as The Rock, though.
Nope.
But yeah, apparently he was hanging out. This is the same year that Thor came out, so I don't know. Mm-hmm. I
guess he probably had those blonde eyebrows, those really bad blonde eyebrows that they give.
So at this point,
I'll tell this story every time.
Was actually maybe more successful than he was.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Definitely in like a South American venue. She had a following. I mean, hello, look at her. She was a model and I'm gonna say actress. But mostly a model.
Very pretty. Why couldn't Chris just jump in for a quick cameo?
He could have been one of the pebbles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He could just been one of the guys.
Well, they have to do a lot of action stuff. Like that's pretty involved, I feel like. But he could have been one of the the cop.
He could have been one of the kids.
He doesn't look very Brazilian.
Yeah.
He could have been one of the cars. I don't know.
Oh, you know what? He could have been one of the DEA agents.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
They're American.
On the train.
I mean, he's not American.
Been a cool scene where he gets shot in the beginning when he's like one of the train robbers. Or he could have been the guy driving the truck.
He could have been the guy driving the prison bus.
That would have been good. Or one, another inmate, perhaps, sitting next to Vin Diesel.
He could have been a newscaster from Australia because it was a global manhunt.
It's a global manhunt. We got to have some international news people. Yeah.
It tied it all together.
He could have been his character from Ghostbusters and just been stupid.
Could have done that.
And after he talked about the bus crash, he was like,
he could have been a hacker.
I bet everybody on that bus is really Thor.
Oh, God.
Speaking of Thor, get your thunderwear on. Is it thunderwear or funderwear? Are they going to have fun?
Either way,
both work.
Both sound good to me.
I would wear something called thunderwear. I'm not wearing something called thunderwear. Just so you know.
Well, I think that's we got to start that brand and make it a sponsor.
Thunderwear? Okay.
Thunderwear.
Is it just compression tees? Compression tees for podcasters.
It's compression tees and underwear for a high fiber diet.
It compresses me to the point where I can't breathe.
Yeah. For sure.
That's the only way you're going to get me to look like a normal human body is to do that and not look like an Oompa Loompa.
Now I look like Mike Wazowski.
That's what I look like.
Just a little green ball with arms and legs.
Yep. I'm just a ball with arms and legs.
Wazowski.
So
Wazowski.
Our bad guy does some bad guy stuff. They know where the car is. Vince shows up.
It's weird. The bad guy, I want to track this through the movie. The bad guy, Joaquin or whatever his name is.
I'm not calling him Joaquin.
Phil Hartman. no, it's serious.
Did you say Justin Lin. Phil Hartman?
Yeah. No, there's a whole thing about
it's exactly
like Phil
what
Hartman.
It looks like.
It's for real. Yeah. I'm not the only one to point it out. He has a whole thing where he's talking about these guys are too violent for me. I prefer to do my villainy with clean water and supplies and schools for the communities. I'm like, well, is he really a bad guy then? He seems like he's being very helpful.
Yeah, but if they're all money laundering fronts, then yeah, he's a bad guy.
True, true.
Also, he did have two guys hung up in a sex dungeon, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, he's definitely not doing it out of the kindness of his heart. He's definitely doing it because...
So he's like, he's virtue signaling.
It's the most efficient way for him to get free labor, basically.
Yeah, he's telling them these dum-dums line up for food and education, and I don't have to fight
them. It's just a better strategy than like being just violent and
right.
Yeah.
Still, it's like, well, he's kind of helping. I don't know.
But he's very Machiavellian about it, and that's never trustworthy.
Mm-hmm. I just want to keep tracking that through the movie.
How much hair is on a Machiavellian? Is that like in a V? What is that?
It's a big question mark.
Oh, cool.
Oh, I was going to say, this is another more IMDb trivia, which is, you know, totally trustworthy. Apparently, the role of Hobbs was originally envisioned for Tommy Lee Jones.
Oh, my God.
What?
That's bullshit. Wait a second.
It's been 13 hours since our guy is gone. I want a perimeter that's 15 miles wide. I mean, it would have been the same damn thing. It would have been the Fugitive.
I buy it. Yeah, like, you want to do the Fugitive again? No deserts in Rio from the internet. But you're like, you know what? Tommy Lee Jones is considered to be Hobbs.
Totally true.
It's a fact.
Neither of us.
I read it on Quora.
Someone said Quorum or whatever. Yeah.
But here's the rest of it. According to Vin Diesel, quoting Vin Diesel, Dwayne Johnson was brought into Fast Five because of a fan suggestion from a girl named Jan Kelly, who said she would love to see the two work together on screen. This I feel like I have heard before. It sounds familiar. That someone like suggested it.
But and then specifically he was like, you know what, let's do it. Jan Kelly?
Yeah, Jan Kelly, of course.
Thousands of people.
You think
on Twitter?
She regrets that decision now?
No, credit to Jan Kelly.
Way to go, Jan Kelly. You broke the damn family
it?
Up.
No, we got the movies we got from it, you know.
No, she had a couple of good movie idea run. It's they broke their egos broke their big the yeah. tips of their mm-hmm. big muscular dicks.
It couldn't last the family. But it was good while it lasted.
She also cast Daniel Craig as the next James Bond. She was
good. God, Jan was Kelly very, is a prognosticator.
Jan Kelly is a real. She's a Hollywood insider you've never heard. You know, you don't hear about. But she's making all. She's pulling
so
all the strings.
She's like Freaky Friedman.
She literally walked up to someone and took a payday bar and smacked it out of their hand. And goes, don't fucking eat that. It's garbage.
It's never been the same. They stopped making the chocolate ones. It's never been the same.
Yeah. Jan Kelly kicks ass.
Yeah. Good job, Jan Kelly.
I think a Jan Kelly t-shirt would be a good idea.
Where's Letty, though?
Where's Letty, Dom? Where's Letty?
Yeah, so that scene happens. Vince shows up, of course. He's looking. He knows where the thing is, and they don't trust him. And he's mad. He's all butthurt because, of course, Dom.
He's Vince.
Because he's Vince, and he sucks. And, of course, he's wrong about everything. We all know they are telegraphing that Vince is going to meet a bad end here soon.
Yeah, he's fodder.
But he's like, why don't you believe me? Why do you believe this guy? You never believe me.
You lie all the fucking time.
Yeah.
I don't even know you, Vince.
So Vince was like, he was kind of in on it. He knew the scheme was, he knew information about the scheme that he didn't share, basically.
Right.
That's my,
There was a secret payday inside the payday.
Mm-hmm. Right now, they're looking for the payday inside of the car, which Vince thought was the payday.
It's going to be all melty now.
Yep.
You don't want to leave a candy bar in a car.
I don't know. Paydays probably last really good because they're gross and made of peanuts, so peanuts don't melt.
Unless they have the chocolate coating.
They're peanuts and polymers. Peanuts,
paydays will be the last candy bar to survive the apocalypse.
I mean, I wouldn't turn down a payday right now.
Yeah, if it was a bowl
that's
full
why you look
paydays.
Like Mike Wazowski.
I mean, these paydays. I feel so bad. I'm so round. Just sat on a. I just swallowed a microphone, and I make a kid laugh. That's all I'm doing. All right, so Vincent is mad. They're about to get. They found the bad guys know where they are. The good guys know where they are. Elsa has come.
Not good at hiding.
No. Elsa has come to join the Rocks team in their Under Armour.
Woof, woof, woof.
She's wearing Thunder Armour.
Yeah, it's.
And we learned that Elsa, what's her name in the movie?
Something.
Good luck.
Jelena.
She joins their team, and she did it because her husband died as a cop, and she joined the force.
He was a good cop, but they got killed by bad cops.
Right, and so she knows she can't be bought.
So she and also she's got new. Someone
she's
who's
basically a beat cop. She's a Brazilian beat cop. She's not.
Yeah, she's got a good spot. She's a rookie too.
She's not trained for this.
No. The Rock thinks that getting someone who is motivated by the loss of a loved one is the best motivation. Like, so she has a very personal and traumatic reason for being a cop, and this is the best person to bring into this case.
Well, in fairness, she's just supposed to be the translator.
That's true.
She's way too hot to just be a translator, so you know it's going to be different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
right now, she's so hot. I'm actually having qualms thinking, who would I rather see in Baby Oil? And I think it's still The Rock right now. As of right now.
Absolutely.
It's still The Rock.
But if you look at the attractiveness level of all of his, like, his pebbles, you're like, yeah, they're all going to die. But as soon as she walks on screen, you're like, oh, she's going to be part of the franchise because she's that attractive.
Yeah.
She's going to have a pivotal role.
She's our new Letty. For a little while.
I found Letty, Dom. I found Letty.
I found Brazilian Letty.
Where is Letty, Dom?
Nobody cares. I found Elena.
They go and they drive through the, what is it called again? What do they call this little?
The favelas.
What?
Favelas.
Favela?
Yeah.
What does favela mean?
It is Portuguese for shantytown, basically.
Alexa, what does favela mean? Nope.
She doesn't speak Portuguese.
Freaking sucks.
She's like, do you mean...
you need to get Brazilian, Alexa.
She's like, do you mean Joaquim? How do you pronounce Joaquim?
Joaquim.
So, yeah, The Rock's crew. Oh,
now my Alexa woke up.
Stop saying her name.
Favela, a Brazilian shack or shanty town, slum.
Oh, okay. Well, that's disparaging. All right. So The Rock's team shows up, and the Oliver Twist style gang of boys have their little guns trained on them. And The Rock pulls out, quite possibly, the Rock of Guns. It is the biggest. It's the biggest Colt. Whatever the hell. Oh, we're such gunheads here. Old what kind of gun?
Oh, it's gun show. We got a gun show. I got to know all the guns.
Is it automatic or is it a revolver?
It's a pistol. It's a revolver Colt that Python. Can only hold two bullets. It's that big. That's what it seems like. I know
it's a revolver. It's not a revolver.
It's a Smith & Wesson Model 629.
It is so a revolver because there is a revolving part in the middle of it. Like
it revolves.
I must have missed that.
That's okay. How'd you miss it? It's like 9 feet long and silver.
I don't know. Probably whatever device I was watching it on just like crapped out at that moment.
I could have.
Do you think that in favelas they have to give up their shirts for guns?
Yes. Yeah. See,
there's like a trade-in.
It's really humid and hot there.
It is so hot.
You wouldn't want to wear a shirt either.
All these guys. Okay. I don't want to just talk about The Rock's gun. The gun behind them that the slightly Asian guy has the guy from the Waterboy, the coach from the Waterboy has. That thing looks like it has five muzzles on it. What is going on with that gun? It's at second 30, minute 30, second 14.
It's probably got like a bipod, and it's got like a scope and a sight on it. It's got like...
I see a scope. It has a pair of tactical binoculars, I assume, velcroed to it.
Yeah, it's got a bipod on it, so you can plan it.
Yeah, that thing is... Can you imagine carrying that thing around? That is huge. I love it.
Really large.
Apparently, I just wanted to share the Rock's gun, the Smith & Wesson 629, weighs 44 ounces.
What?
Which is about 2.5 pounds. Seems like a lot.
Is that a lot?
That's the same weight as my dick.
Call your dick the Smith & Wesson?
Yeah.
That's where your gun show
so
is.
So it's a 2 pound gun. It's a 2 pound gun. Is that practical?
For The Rock, it is. It just feels like nothing to him.
Okay. He's a big man. He does need a big gun. All right, cool. Well, they're there. The bad guys show up. And what we found is Vince is pulling out. They found what was hidden. Vince found this little chip. This is the first time we've had a chip in one of these movies. Our tech has skyrocketed from what it was before.
Yeah.
The most technical thing we ever had before was that GPS that talked to you. And had like naked ladies on it
in the last movie.
Now, that last or two movies ago feels like
those. It was the second movie that had that.
It was four. That was four because that was the race for the prize.
You're right.
They had a talking GPS lady in the second one.
They did have that too,
but it was all like 8-bit vocoder sounding.
So this is so this is one of those. In car DVD players type things, because Vince, of course, they say I knew I couldn't trust you. I wish I hadn't seen that. Makes Vince leave. They put the little chip in, and they find out it is the answer to everything on our bad guy's to-do list. It's drops. It's locations for money laundering. It's everything.
Yeah, you can't remember that stuff without the reminder list.
Yes.
You just have a little like checklist to, you know.
Hey, Alexa, when do I go and pick up the drug money?
You have no.
Like, I don't know. You forgot to get that car. Just by the way, the machine, the guns that the other guys have, it looks like it's a FNP-90.
Are you saying an FNP-90?
FNP-90. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they mm-hmm. have those. It looks pretty. It looks pretty cool. I guess.
Again,
very modded out.
Go play aren't Modern those, Warfare like, if you want.
Modular guns. Yeah.
Oh, and there's also a Heckler and Koch UMP.
Oh yeah.
Which that's what New Radicals hat guy uses.
Actually, it is Heckler and Koch.
Yep.
Oh, of course. I should have known.
It really is. I love dick jokes, but that's actually how it's pronounced.
And you're now making the hairs on Rick Ingham's arm stand up.
Yeah, actually, but if you could just say H and K, you're fine. They'll know what you're talking about.
Yeah, is a standard. Come on, you got to become a gun head. Like
play
the rest
Warzone,
of
us. Murren. You'll learn.
I gotta get my gun knowledge if I'm going to be gun show. It's H and K. Got it.
Got it.
More like gun no show.
Bad guys are here. Good guys are here. Our bad henchman puts on a very see-through mask. I could still tell who it is in that mask. They attack Brian, Letty. Oh my God. Where's Letty? Mia and Dom and the bad guys are shooting up their hideout. And of course, The Rock and his team hears it and he makes his translator, Elena, stay.
Yeah, of course, he says, you know, she's like, what am I going to do? And he's like, you stay here. And it's like, anytime that happens, you know she's not going to stay there.
You know she's going to have a pivotal role in this running scene. So there's a running scene. One, yeah. This has to be a stunt double, right? Vin Diesel can't run.
He has a stunt.
Show him in very short clips.
Yeah, it's like 1, 2, 3, go.
He has a pinch runner, like those fat guys in baseball, those big sluggers. They could just like get someone else to run for them.
He is a base runner. They just wait till he gets to top speed, film him for about 5 seconds, and then cut away. And like, okay, hit, take five.
And at minute 31:40 is when The Rock meets the Vin, the Don.
Oh yeah, blast it through the window.
Yeah, The Rock jumps through a window.
He jumps through like a window that is like filled in with cinder blocks.
Yeah, of course.
And just like busts right through those things.
But like
and
nary a cut too.
Yeah.
He like folds himself up like a taco to go through this window. Like
and it's a pretty big window.
Like,
so yeah, he's got
he hits the window and then he goes like that and expands back to.
He starfishes it.
Yeah, so
that's another one of his superpowers. He has super strength. He can break through steel, and also he can expand and contract
like a starfish.
Yep, and if you brawl off one of his limbs, it'll grow back. That little known fact about The Rock. Dom gets shot at by the bad guys.
Yeah,
and then The Rock comes up, slams into two of them, knocks them into a fence, grabs one of their guns, and has the other guy shoot. The other guy, and then snaps the neck of the third.
First, he stabs a knife up to the chin of another guy.
Yeah,
so there's like that 1, 2, 3 punch.
Yeah, so many deaths so quickly.
So much death. I love it. Oh, I love The Rock in this movie. God, I love The Rock. Me and Brian are running away, and they're now separated from Dom. Brian does his old Brian move, where he uses his elbow to punch some dude, and then kicks him in the groin. And then doesn't take his gun and just keeps running. Like, he's like, well, that's good enough.
Yeah, that's bust foo.
Bust foo.
Bust foo. He has an interesting fighting style. He's like, since he's not as big as like Vin Diesel or The Rock, he's like a little lanky guy. He kind of, I think they portray that well, where he's just kind of like, he uses his legs. He sort
Plus
of
he's got like
speed.
FBI training. So his training is not going to be to punch through something. Is going to be like using elbows and arms.
And he's our good. He's our like good guy. So he's not going to like stab people or snap their necks either.
Yeah. Oh my God. Can you imagine if Brian snaps somebody's neck in a movie?
That would be, that would be unsettling.
That would be weird.
They also do Brian and not Letty do a jump. They jump off a building. There's a lot of jumping. There's a lot of parkour in this scene. Yeah. It's like a lot of jumping over things.
Parkour.
Parkour.
It's the cars of legs. It's the driving of running, you could say.
Yes. The driving of running.
Yeah, Liz, that's an appropriate response to that statement.
I'm sorry, what? Did I just hear that?
For those listening at home, Liz just made a straight up "what the what" face. It was well deserved.
And unfortunately, that's where our 33 minutes ends. We have 33 minutes in, and this is the second big fight slash choreographed scene. And oh my god! And we've also met all the main characters except for
we haven't met the team yet. We've just met the
six of them.
The old team,
protagonist, antagonist.
Yeah, but where's Letty, Jonathan?
She's there. She's there somewhere in spirit.
She's on vacation. She went on vacation.
It's pronounced vacacion.
Only in South
pronounced Joachim.
It's pronounced
just Joachim.
Oh man. Why isn't my battery died yet?
Yep, sorry.
Liz was secretly hoping it would go, it would die like halfway through this, but it somehow lasted an hour and 20 minutes.
It's trooping on way too. It's just
you've got the Hanukkah oil of cell phone batteries.
It's got 7% left.
It's gonna make it.
I feel like this whole battery plot has been like a sort of a thriller.
It's been a really intense.
It's like a ticking clock. We have an actual ticking clock.
We have an actual ticking clock in this episode.
It's me. I'm like a slow burn magnet death.
It's back from when Fast Six came out.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's right.
You bought this right before the premiere. You remember it very vividly. You bought this computer.
I took it to the movie theater with me.
Fast and Furious 6 special edition.
Oh, hell yeah.
Laptop. It's got the custom chip.
Unfortunately,
in it.
It's like the DVDs. It looks like a tank. It's round and it looks like a tire. It kind of sucks. So when you open it, it looks like a toilet room, basically.
Yeah, that's probably why the sound isn't working well anymore.
Am I just describing the old iMac? That laptop one that looked like a toilet seat for a while.
The clamshell one?
Yeah, I believe you are describing that.
That thing sucked. Well, that's okay.
My dog's using his shoe as a pillow. It's kind of cute.
That is cute. My cats really like my shoes. They sit, they like sniff them and put their
You are using up her 7%.
Well, we're done talking. Okay.
She doesn't need it now.
I know. Who's the hunk of the chunk? It's The Rock every time now.
Every Rock. Every time.
Hunk of the Chunk is obsolete. It's The Rock. It's The Rock forever now.
Who's the hey, let's go gay for the payday gay man lay?
What are you talking
about? I don't know.
Are you Adam Sandler now?
This is Jonathan
Stroke. Who's the payday? Who's the man for payday? Who's the gay for payday?
I've got to be able to do it just as well as him, right? I can make a movie.
Oh,
I can have you guys all be in it. You guys can all fart around in my movie. It'd be great.
All right, fine.
Yeah, where do you want to go on vacation?
Yeah.
Where I'm sorry, vacacion.
Vacacion, please.
Joachim.
All right, well, so are you stoked for the rest of this movie? Yes.
I mean...
Not you, Liz. We know where you are with this.
We want you to be, but we know you.
We know the limits of your technology, so there's no other way to watch it other than
span.
Other than the freeway I gave it to you, there's no way to watch it.
Go to the library. Maybe they have it on video.
If you have someone's HBO Max, you can watch that. She makes eye movements.
It's like doesn't have a response. Like yeah, okay. No.
If you haven't watched this and are listening to this podcast, please go watch it. These are the good ones. You have to watch this movie. It's not ridiculous. It's just a really well done movie.
Ridiculous comes later.
It's ridiculous.
It's good, but it's shot.
It's already ridiculous.
It's shot correctly. Like it looks good. Like the first couple of movies are a little rough. Done competently.
It's ridiculousness done competently. Yeah.
This is when action movies could they didn't have to try as hard to be cool in a way. Like they sort of had this sort of meta thing where it would be like, we're referencing how ridiculous this is now, and now we've gone full circle and we don't even need to do that. It can just be ridiculous and still be sincere.
Yeah, and you know who's responsible for that?
Ginny Johnson or whatever her name was, that woman who invented
Jan Kelly.
The unsung hero of the franchise, Jan Kelly.
The reason why movies have to be ridiculous and insane to make them money now is because of the Fast and the Furious movies.
It is. This movie changed movies. This movie and the MCU changed movie dynamics for action movies. They just said, we have to make $600 to $1 billion dollars.
And it's sort of two different ways, like two different directions.
Should be jokes.
Yes, one's based on CG and the other one's just based on meat. Meat and car muscle.
Meat G.
It's so weird that there was that period where The Rock was going to be small. I think you brought that up at some point. There's a part of his career where he was like, oh, I'm going to try and like look like a normal person.
Well, I mean, there in between his wrestling days, when he was never this fit as a wrestler. I mean, this is.
Yeah, he was like a sort of he's a Samoan
kind of normal
guy.
Size
he's
like, as a
yeah,
wrestler.
He wasn't making the money to afford to look that fit.
He wasn't doing this, but then when he did like Walking Tall and these other movies, he's a big guy, but he wasn't this.
Well, he's always been 6 foot.
The
five.
Rundown,
yeah, the Rundown, yeah, the Southland Tales. He wasn't this big in Southland Tales. He's a big guy in that movie.
Yeah, he's always
he's
big, but then
big
he became
man
massive
in general.
Yeah.
But no, I mean muscle.
He's
muscle
larger
wise
than life now.
He's a Samoan yeah Thor.
He is. Oh, yeah. There you go. Tie it all back.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's. Ah, oh, Samoas. Those are, that's a good cookie. That's a good cookie.
That's the best Girl Scout cookie, hands down.
It's much better
peanut
than
peanut butter patty.
Nope. They're fine. They're fine. But they're no Samoa.
They're the payday.
All right. Well, I don't think I can talk to you guys anymore. So.
Oh no, my phone's dying. Anymore. See you.
Oh, 3210. My phone
died.
She lied. She's still there. All right. Well, thank you for being on.
That was theater.
We will talk next week about.
Yeah. You made it. We made it to Fast Five.
This was effortless. Effortless.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Not recording. The recording today was nothing but effortless. It was nothing but effortless. It was all
problematic
effort
at best.
But the watching of this and the talking about this is effortless. It's great.
It's fun.
The tough part is going to be when something is just good and it's hard to talk about it.
We've still not gotten to a Fast and Furious movie that I have seen in the movie theater. We are still not there.
Same.
This is all word of mouth.
I didn't know they were good.
You need to go see these. This one, five. You need to go watch.
Then I watched five
that's
first.
Not true. I think I saw the first one in the theater.
Yeah, I saw the first one in the theater.
I might have seen it, but I don't think I did.
I didn't.
And then the second one, definitely. Third, no. Fourth, no. Fifth, someone said, you need to watch this. I watched on DVD first. That was the first one I saw, and I went, where's Letty, Dom? I don't even know who Letty is. I'm like, I don't know. So then
she's
I went
on,
back.
She's on the Avatar planet.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. The Navi.
How do you end this show?
Shooby dooby doo.
Shooby doo.
Wobbly dum dum. Wobbly dum. No, that's Rick and Morty. That's the whole, that's Rock and Morty. Holy shit! I would watch Rock and Morty. Wouldn't you? All right. Well, see you later,
Morty,
Gun Show.
You gotta go.
Gun Show. Ride or die.
Yeah, still ride or die.
Right.
All love always.
Cause we haven't gotten a new catchphrase yet. No, there's been no diesel isms.
You're also safe with us.
All love always. And, I don't know. Watch Titan Games.
Oh, featuring the Rock. We do have one. Get it. Rip it. Get it. Rip it.
Get it. It's not grip it and rip it.
No. Grip it. Rip it.
That's grip a big that's a thing altogether.
Grip it. Rip it. Payday. Eat it.
Yeah. That was it. Fast and the Furious. I've been Gun Show, and
I've been Oily Goatee.
I'm Charger.
I've been here, sort of.
Wait, what's your name? What
Unlimited Breadsticks?
That's right.
Oh, of course.
Well, you know,
throwback
to help the quarantine has killed.
Although honestly, Liz, I think we might need to update. I think it should be Thunderwear.
Thunderwear.
I think Thunderwear is a great name.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks, Thunderwear. Thanks, Charger, for being on. Ironically, Charger stuff, all charged. Yep, Thunderwear stuff,
absolutely.
Not charged at all.
Plugged in, ready to
I
go.
Need it. I need a Thunderbolt charging something. I don't know.
All right. Well, we'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Get it, rip it.
All of all. Rip it and rip it.
Get up in it.
Get him away.
Rip it.